Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart along with Rachel Martin. And coming up, the politics of sending a video holiday card. We're going to talk to Politico.com's Jim Vandehei in just a moment. But first,
we are continuing our conversation with Holden Karnofsky and Ellie Hassenfeld. They're the founders of an organization, an online website called GiveWell, which is dedicated to studying charities and ranking their effectiveness. Ellie, what are some of the red flags that you look out for when you're evaluating a charity? What is the kind of waste that you look at, and where can charities and foundations go wrong?
Well, first off, you know, we see our prime aim as identifying the best charities. You know, something like a venture capital firm in the for-profit markets, we just want to find great organizations that are doing great things that donors can donate their money to with high confidence that those charities are having a significant impact on the lives of the people they serve. And we want to recommend them and give money to them such that they continue to do more and more of those great things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our aim. Nevertheless, the things that we see that we worry about are mostly just the lack of an ability to give us a picture of what a charity is doing.
And transparency.
So let me explain
it's a transparency.
What I mean, if a charity can't make a good logical argument for why its intervention will help.
Or that it has helped.
Right, or give us the empirical evidence that it has helped. Those two things, given the types of problems that nonprofit organizations are trying to resolve. You know, for example, in a big problem in the developed world is the achievement gap, that often poorer minority children do worse and have worse educational outcomes than Caucasian children. And that problem, there's numerous ways that an organization could attack that problem. We could have longer school hours. We could have better teachers. We could have after-school programs.
Right.
We could have more tutoring.
You
could offer help in getting into college. There's so many different ways that we could try to solve this problem without any evidence that one method works.
Yeah.
We don't have confidence donating to an organization that implements that strategy.
Finally, I wanted to get in a final question about the culture of giving. Philanthropy, people hear that word and they think, that's not for me. That's for people who make a whole lot of money and have money to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Was part of your drive to make philanthropy, to change that stigma, to make it more accessible to people by giving them the tools to evaluate charities?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was one of the first questions we asked when we said, we've got our charity club. We're trying to figure out who the good charities is, and it takes too much work, so we got to go full-time or forget it. We asked, how big a deal is this? Does Bill Gates just have it covered? And as you can see on our website at givewell.net, we kind of lay this out. Like, maybe you don't give a lot of money, but if you put us all together, we give way, way more than the big names. So Bill Gates gives about $1 billion a year. That's twice as much as any other foundation, and yet you put us all together and the rest of us are given like $200 billion a year. It's not remotely close, and that's why really, you know, we matter. Individual donors matter, and that's what this project's all about.
Well, it's the time of year to think about it. Thanks, you guys. Holden Karnofsky and Ellie Hassenfeld, the founders of GiveWell.net. I appreciate you guys being with us. Happy holidays.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You too. Thank you.
Take care.